The reading is Psalm 96, and this version is the Message, so it's a real up-to-date one. Sing God a brand new song, earth and everyone in it, sing. Sing to God, worship God. Shout the news of his victory from sea to sea. Take the news of his glory to the lost. News of his wonders to one and all. For God is great and worthy a thousand hallelujahs. His furious beauty puts the other gods to shame. Pagan gods are mere tatters and rags. God made the heavens. Royal splendor radiates from him. A powerful beauty sets him apart. Bravo, God, bravo. Everyone join in the great shout, encore. In awe before the beauty, in awe before the might. Bring gifts and celebrate. Bow before the beauty of God. Then to your knees, everyone worship. Get out the message, God rules. He put the world on a firm foundation. He treats everyone fair and square. Let's hear it from the sky, with earth joining in. And a huge round of applause from sea. Let wilderness turn cartwheels, animals come dance, put every tree of the forest in the choir, an extravaganza before God as he comes to set everything right on earth, set everything right, treat everyone fair. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So I think there's some colouring there if the children get a bit fidgety, but that's fine. We are finishing our sermon series today, thinking about being a holy community should Jesus return tomorrow. So I'm just going to read three verses of scripture from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, a call to holy living. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. So, Lord Jesus, as we come to hear your word through your scriptures, that call to worship in the psalm, call to be holy, just open our eyes and our hearts to hear you, to see you, to draw closer to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, I think holiness can sound like a pretty sort of big churchy world. How on earth can we call to be holy like God is holy? But I think Peter shows us it can be quite practical, actually, because it's not about perfection. It's about becoming like God, who came down from heaven to earth to save us. And I think in these few verses, Peter gives us just four simple movements of holiness, if you like, and ones that can be understood in our everyday lives. not just when we come to church on a Sunday. So I think holiness begins with a ready mind, which was great to have that first song. Verse 13, Peter says, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set your hope fully on the grace that Jesus will bring when he is revealed, when he comes back, because he is going to come back. So holiness, I think, starts in the mind, how we think, what we focus on, where our hope is placed. Now, I've been trying to think of illustrations for each of these four movements of holiness, and they're pretty bad, so bear with me. But I was thinking, you know, when we go on a long journey that we've never done before, we usually prepare for it. We might have our sat-nav and put our destination in and put the postcode. Or if you're like me, I will look at a map as well. And we probably will check our tyres and fill the car with fuel, etc., etc. Because if we don't, we're not ready prepared, then we're quite likely to get lost if we've never been there before and may even break down. And I think it's in the same way if we begin each day preparing our minds with prayer, scripture, fixing our hope on Jesus, then our lives won't drift as easily or get lost in the world that we are living in. When we set our minds on Jesus, I think holiness becomes a more natural direction rather than a forced effort. So we need to prepare our minds. I think holiness requires leaving the old life behind. Peter says, like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. I think that's a very gentle way of saying, give up those things that aren't good for you. Don't go back to the old patterns which God has saved you from. I know a lot of people these days are really into sort of cleaning out their wardrobes, aren't they? And chest of drawers, you know, small is best. And you might, you know, they take it to the charity shop or sell it on Vinted or eBay or whatever. We get rid of those things, those old clothes that we don't need any longer or maybe not don't fit us any longer or what for whatever reasons. And holiness is the same. Those old attitudes, old habits, old temptations, they don't fit us any longer because we are now in Christ. God calls us to make room for the new things he wants to grow in us. So holiness is getting rid of those old things that don't really fit us any longer. Holiness means imitating God himself. Peter writes, just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. I don't think holiness is about keeping rules. It's about imitating our Heavenly Father. Again, think sometimes how your children imitate their parents. You know, I love it when children get into the driver's seat, don't they? And they want to take over and drive the car. Or if you're cooking, they might want to join in with you. What isn't so good is when perhaps they imitate your language in public. Now, that's probably not quite so good. But children imitate their parents because they love them. They want to be like them. And we imitate God. We want to imitate his kindness, his purity, his honesty, his patience, his forgiveness. Because hopefully we love him and we want to be more like him. And lastly, holiness is powered by God's grace. Verse 13 again. The whole passage begins with, set your hope fully on grace. Grace isn't just about God's forgiveness. Grace comes to us through the power of the Holy Spirit, God's power in us. We might have the best iPhone or Android we have, which is recently, if you've had no internet, it's not much good at all. But it might be the latest iPhone 306. I don't know where we are at the moment with iPhones. The best one you can buy, the most expensive one, but if you let the battery go, it's useless. We need to plug it in and recharge. And our spiritual life is the same. We can't live holy lives in our own strength. We run out of that power. It's like Elaine wanting to prioritize spending time with God. We need to stay connected, plugged in. Holiness isn't achieved by willpower. We can't do it in our own strength. We need to plug in to Jesus, to be energized by Jesus, to be enabled and equipped by Jesus. So what does holiness look for us today? Well, a mind prepared for action and set on Jesus. A life making room for new things, kingdom values and characteristics, not of this world, but of God's. A heart imitating God and becoming more like him. And a daily dependence on grace, empowered by God. As I said, holiness is not about being perfect. We're not perfect, but it's about drawing closer to God. The closer we walk with God, the more his holiness will shine through our lives. His light will be seen through us. Be holy because I am holy. It's not a burden, but that's rather a beautiful invitation from a loving Father. So if Jesus should return tomorrow, would he find a worshipping community so beautifully illustrated in Psalm 96 as set out in the Message translation? Sing God a brand new song, earth and everyone in it. Sing to God, worship God. Simon reminded us when he opened the sermon series that being a worshipping community is not just about coming to worship God on a Sunday. It's not coming to worship our favourite songs or hymns and then complaining that they weren't the ones we liked. Worship is about our whole lives worshipping God. As I thought about that, I was thinking, people are quite happy, aren't they, to wear the T-shirt of whatever football they support. They're not embarrassed if it's Aston or Liverpool or Arsenal and who are worse doing worse, or Chelsea. We know the football teams that people support. So why as Christians are we so hesitant to wear our faith on our sleeves out in the public marketplace? Because if we're a worshipping community, we worship God day in and day out. The psalm finishes with the words of confirmation that Jesus is going to return as he comes to set everything right on earth. Are we ready? Will he find a serving and giving community, a community that goes out to serve on the front lines and in church, to extend God's kingdom here on earth, not to feel good about ourselves? A community that gives generously and sacrificially, financially, time, skills, gifts, to enable the proclamation of Jesus Christ, to go out to those who don't know Jesus. A loving community who loves God with their whole heart and mind and soul and strength and love their neighbour as themselves. A forgiving and healing community who forgives as God forgives us. Not easy, but a commandment from God. And a people who believe that God still heals today and pray with expectation. A praying and fasting community who set aside each time, each day, to be with God, to ask, to seek, to knock, and to listen to him speak through the scriptures, and fasting from those things that distract us from drawing nearer to him. The enemy loves to draw us into the world values. But we need to be brought closer to God. Should Jesus return tomorrow and find such a community as this, then I believe he will find a holy community as well. So as we enter the season of Advent and Christmas, let us get the message out that God rules and have the courage to invite our friends and our families and our neighbours to the many services and events that we will be holding here at St Mark's, something for all ages. Because I am sure that nothing pleases God more than when we obey another command of his. Go and tell, all far and near, the good news of Jesus Christ, and invite them to meet him, be transformed by him, and become part of a worshipping and holy community. Are we up to that? Are we up to that at St Mark's? I think we are. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you as you've helped us to think about being a community who worships you and serves you, who generously gives, who loves, who forgives. We will thank you, God, who loves to heal. And help us to be people who prioritise our time, set aside each day to be with you, to pray, to seek your will, to hear your voice. Lord, come and fill each one of us afresh with your holy and empowering spirit, that we may be proud to wear our faith on our sleeves and not be ashamed of the gospel, of the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save each one of us, to be healed, to be restored, to be transformed. And to go out and tell the good news to others. Amen. So I'm going to ask, no, I'm not. You've got about 5 minutes. There is, I think it was going to be on the screen, it's not. Just one question. Thinking about those four movements of holiness, just have a quick discussion. Which one would you like to ask God to help you prioritize? You might be doing really well in a certain area of holiness, but struggling with another. So let's just have a few minutes engaging on the table you are on with others, and then I'll ask the worship band to come back.